This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
103.7 Kiss FM, Ali and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, huepa.
Buenos dias. It's so appropriate you used buenos dias, even though we say it every single time.
All the time.
Because our women, small business, is in the studio this morning, and I'm excited to have her join us this morning. But first, let me just say, from the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1, Wauwatosa, Milwaukee, housekeeping. Okay, now moving on.
Formalities out the way. Let's get back to business.
It is Women's Small Business Month in October, and this is the final Wednesday of the month. So far, we have had to join us Batter and Mac, which you have a new one in Bayview, and there's one in Menominee Falls.
They just put the sign up, the new Batter and Mac sisters. Sign in the Bayview one. Shout out to them, bro. They're doing their thing.
They're doing their thing. Lemonade Lab.
Big news from them, too.
She's had announced her second lemonade food truck is coming. Savannah made that announcement on the show.
And going to slide to Sarasota for the summer to keep making that bag.
Mm-hmm. And then 4-1 Floral we had last week, which is a flower shop owned by Mikel. And she was awesome, right? She came in.
Who be doing those flower classes on Saturdays, in case you forgot, a little workshop you could pull up, do your own flower business, put together.
She's thing. Make your own bouquet on Saturday mornings. Which
build
I think,
a bouquet.
Build a bouquet.
Build your bouquet
like,
on
build
Saturday.
Bear, but cooler for adults.
But way cooler.
Yeah. So now today, finally, I learned about her through a friend of mine. A friend of mine went to the grand opening of her new business and said, I can't wait to train there. So.
Wait, train where?
Exactly. Welcome from She-Wolf Boxing, Donna Gallardo. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Bienvenida. welcome.
Well, and you know, DZ's Colombian, so this first question was, is it Donna or Donna?
And naturally, she was like, yeah, you know, it's Donna, but the Latinos say Donna, so we roll with it.
Donna, you grew up in Milwaukee?
I did, yes. Mm-hmm.
And have you always been a boxer?
I started boxing when I was 12 years old.
Okay. And then my friend who told me about She-Wolf Boxing said, this gym, DZ, is only for women.
Oh, so I'll see y'all later.
Bye.
Hey, I got questions still.
I was like, oh, now she's really coming in for Women's Small Business Month. So congrats on your new boxing gym.
Thank you.
Where is it located?
It's called Silver City District, so it's just east of the American Family Stadium.
Right near downtown.
Silver City Studios, kind of out in that way. Spearhead Conversations.
Yeah, have you been on his podcast?
No, I haven't.
Well, you're about to be.
Well, don't worry about it. We're gonna put you in contact, because something like this got to be talked about.
Yeah,
perfect.
So Donna, my friend, said, I can't wait to start training at her gym, and she went to your grand opening, so congratulations. Is this your full-time job?
It is. Yes, okay. I quit my corporate job back in July.
Wow.
What was the corporate job before you decided to go all in?
I used to be an engineer.
Oh, really? Oh, you go, girl.
Hey, big brain, heavy-handed, what now?
Damn, that's impressive. So she's an engineer and she can beat you up.
For real, though. She can engineer how to beat you down.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. Well, and I've never boxed, but I've done some kickboxing, you know, with, like, trainers, and it's fun. It gets your aggression out,
At least I've been in a couple fights, you know? Maybe
at
not
the gym.
Formal.
At the gym, not in real life.
Yeah.
Shut up, DZ. It was one Brewers game when we played the Cubs. It was one game, okay? And I was 25. Leave me alone.
But has you had Donna, a.k.a. Donna, to, teach you, kind of the fundamentals? Because I'm assuming that's what you guys get to work on at She-Wolf Boxing, right?
Yeah, tell us about the gym.
What do y'all cover as far as in the facility?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a lot of gyms that teach boxing through, like, fitness means and whatnot.
Okay.
But I really like to teach it from the fundamentals aspect. A lot of women just like to go in and hit bags. You know, sometimes they end up getting injured because they don't know how to hit properly.
Sure.
So we do spend a lot of time trying to hit the basics and make sure that everybody knows how to punch when they come into the door.
Turning the hand, keeping the wrist strong, hips with it.
I got to go get a technical lesson then from Donna at She Wolf Boxing for sure.
So is it a stand and strike only facility, or you guys do groundwork at all?
What does that mean? Stand and strike.
I'll let the expert talk.
Explain.
Yeah, I mean, so boxing is standing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you're referring to is probably like jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, right. Were you like in the more self-defense aspect of like groundwork,
sure.
combat, you know, if somebody knocks you down, how to, you know, quickly stand, whatever, like self-defense
aspect. What type of classes are, I get it, yeah.
Or the stand and strike where you're working more on like the core, the exercise, the fitness aspect.
Yeah, so some of our core classes being self-defense, our gym manager is a jiu-jitsu background. So she teaches...
Girl.
She teaches from the ground,
okay.
So you're covered in all bases.
Perfect, perfect. Because, you know, She-Wolf Boxing, right? You think it's boxing, stand and strike.
Yep.
That's not necessarily the case, especially when it comes to self-defense, being geared towards women.
Yeah.
Let's be honest, man. Like, nobody wants to be caught out here not knowing what to do to defend themselves.
And
be like, hold on, we both got to stand up.
Yeah.
Oh, time out, guy. Let's stand up here real quick, right? So it's a genuine question. It was a real question. Yeah, that's all.
That's funny. You kill me. Well, we're talking to Donna Gallardo from She-Wolf Milwaukee. She-Wolf MKE, you just opened your own boxing gym. And I'm following you on Instagram, and I saw you were teaching a bunch. It's all girls. So you were teaching a little girls class.
Yes.
So I think that's cool if some of the parents out there have daughters, and that's a different type of activity. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so just last year we started running summer camps, and now that we have this facility, we're able to bring in a schedule for the little girls.
Aww.
So Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays are dedicated to just them.
Yeah.
So we have the youth classes from 6 to 12, ages 6 to 12, and then we have the teenagers class following after from 5:30 to 6:20.
Mm.
How long do these classes go? I'm assuming it's a course, not like a one-off. For open classes or open gyms, if you will?
Correct. They're on the schedule permanently. So,
word.
The goal is to get these girls, and if they want to compete, like, we also do that.
Yeah.
So, we're training them.
That's so cool that they have so many different options. Like, do they want to train to be boxers? Mm-hmm. Do they want to do fitness? Mm-hmm. What level are you at? And the website is shewolfmke.com, right?
Correct, yes.
I'm on it right now, and I'm following you on Instagram, of course. So I was going to say, what made you decide that it was only females? Like, why only women at this gym? Because I support it. I just would love to hear your reasoning.
Yeah, and that's like the mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
Just from my background, you know, I started when I was 12, and being that it's such a male-dominated sport.
Boxing?
Yes.
MMA, fighting in general.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've come across a lot of women later in this age of life, and they don't want to be in a gym with a ton of men, right? Telling them what to do.
Yep.
like that's just... just nature.
Yep.
And so
it's kind of the same how I have a female personal trainer.
Yeah.
And I told her the other day, I go, I don't mind being in these wacky stretching positions with you. This is why I have a female trainer.
It's comfort.
Comfort.
It's familiarity.
Yeah.
It's
an
understanding. Mm-hmm. And I say this as not a lady myself, but I get it.
Yeah.
I do get it 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for a comfort feeling.
Pretty much, yeah.
Absolutely. Did you experience that a lot? When did you start boxing?
12.
12? Was that it?
I was 12, yep.
Wow.
All right. Now, maybe not an off-the-cuff question, but it does, you know, kind of inspire the thought of you classically trained as an engineer, but a boxing background.
Mm-hmm.
What made you go, you know what? I'm about to just quit the safety net that a lot of people have of a solid job, right? Solid career, and go all in on this boxing.
Yeah.
Did you start part-time and decided, you know what, I'm going to do this full-time? Did you just go up and go, you know what? No, I got to invest myself fully in this and one day to the next. Talk to me about the evolution. Talk to me about the evolution of how you went from engineer to she-wolf.
Because there are people that want to start businesses. There are people that want to start businesses who are going to be so inspired by you listening to this and don't know how to start or why,
you know? That part.
That's fair. Yeah, so I was doing it part-time for 2.5 years before I got my facility. And I was just dabbling. Like, after work, I would meet up with the girls at the park, at the gym, and I would put on my mitts, and we would have, like, an hour session.
Hit the pads.
Yeah.
And from there, like, a community built, right? Like, it was word of mouth. Like, somebody would train with me, and then they would tell their friends.
And like now, how I found out about you, my friend, wants to train and went to your grand opening.
Right, yeah. And that's just so kind of how it goes.
So you created a demand, basically, and people said, no, you should do this all the time, ma. Not for real. But for real, though, when you open in the gym.
Yeah, that's basically it.
And how old are you, Donna? You don't have to answer that, but I can't tell. She looks so young, but I can't tell if you're like 30 or 22.
I was going to say about 22.
Like, I can't tell.
I guess 22.
Or maybe how old are you?
Well, thank you, but I'm 36.
Because she's in shape, see? That fitness keeps you young, okay?
And she beats you up if you think otherwise, too. Don't you dare.
Well, Donna Gallardo from She-Wolf Boxing, thank you for coming in today. And, I mean, we could talk to her forever, I feel
Dally, Target Angelo? His daughter?
Yeah.
Him and his wife, Reed, they got a daughter, right?
We call him Target Angelo because he manages my Target in Brookfield, but he's one of DZ's best friends.
He's a boxer. Oh, okay. He's one of my guys.
I didn't know he was a boxer?
Boxer, wrestling, fight background. I'm talking about, like, skilled, you know, family, historically trained,
last
right?
Last time I messed with Angelo.
For real, though.
Jeez.
You're going to be seeing his daughter. I'm gonna just say that right now. We're going to get her in one of the kids' classes.
Yeah.
Something like,
you know,
I love
that.
Got to take care of the niece. And this immediately, the second you started talking, I thought, women empowerment. I thought all of my nieces getting them in. And, first one, closest one is going to be Kalia. So you remember that name when you see the sign up on your class.
She'll be like, oh, it's Target Angelo's daughter.
That part.
So go to shewolfmke.com. You get more info or on social media. I'm following you as well on Instagram. And I'm just so impressed. Thank you for coming on the show today for Women's Small Business Month. Donna Gallardo just opened on like October 19th, right? You guys opened. So congratulations. This is huge.
Big.
Congratulations.
When's the next event? And when are the fellas able to at least come check the gym out?
Sorry.
So we are actually thinking about doing a co-ed class Thursday nights.
Okay.
Right? Do a different
couples class, something.
Yeah. Exactly.
I pull up with Aaron, bruh. For real.
Aaron's already beating you. Dude, Aaron's already she's like 5 feet tall, by the way. Donna.
But if I could learn some of the moves she's learning, maybe I know how to avoid it. You know what I'm saying? Parry some of these bad boys. You know, Baba Wee, baby, Baba Wee, stick a move, Baba Wee.
Well, that's cool. So you're thinking about doing a co-ed class, so that may be on the docket. That's cool.
Yeah. Too many questions to ask. Not enough time, dog.
Well, Donna, I'll be in. I'm going to try a class for sure at your gym. Or maybe a private boxing class so I don't embarrass myself, Donna. Would that be cool?
Absolutely. Whatever you want.
Don't let her lie to you. She's got hands.
I'm sure she does.
I've seen glimpses. Mm-hmm. She's got hands.
Me? Aggressive? Never.
No.
This is why I need Donna. She's going to help me channel that through boxing.
She-Wolf.
That's right.
Exactly. Thank you, She-Wolf Box.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't wait to try a class. Thanks for coming in.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.